to the Paranormal Rabbit Hole. I am your host, Hunter, and here this week we got a great show for you. I am excited. I'm super excited. We got another one of those cryptids that has multiple forms. You know I love a good multi-form cryptid. Go back to the old Chupacabra and started off as some kind of weird alien gargoyle-looking creature. Then it became some kind of bat reptile creature. Then it became some kind of hairless dog creature. You can't keep up with it, but I love it. I love it. It's exciting. It's a good time because not just one cryptid, it's three types of the same guy. It's just he has so many faces. He can pull it off. It's a cryptid of many faces, like in Game of Thrones. Learn from Braavos how to... I'm getting too well known as this one. Got to change up. Got to fix that. Can't be that anymore. Sorry, let me just take a little sip of water there, folks. But I don't know what to tell you other than get ready to buckle up because it's a crazy one. Multiform cryptids, love it. but first, let's be honest. I got to do the stupid preamble. So here we go. Boys and girls, if you pull open that Instagram account and then hit that search bar and type in the Paranormal Rabbit Hole Podcast, all one word, don't put any spaces, you'll find our little Instagram page. We just post about the show, nothing fancy, nothing too great because I've got to find a new recording platform before my time in June so I can keep bringing you these, I mean, not a recording platform, but an editing platform. Well, that's a recording platform. But I also want to bring you guys video content too, like... the show live. So working on a way we can do all of that in one program while also managing a bunch of other things. So fun. So fun. Let me tell you. So great. But we do Instagram. We do Instagram. We're not too old. We know how to do it. God, I'm not even that old. I'm in my 30s. but no, it's one of those that you can just hop on and just catch what the new episode's about. Like I said, it's kind of hit or miss right now because we're trying to find a new recording platform that works with us and gives us everything that we need, but also sounds good and brings a great quality sound. But we're trying. So anyways, other than that, subscribe to us on here and then go ahead and scroll down, hit the 5-star because that's how we get new listeners, folks. Anything less than a 5-star, just like in retail, anything less than a 5-star, the platform goes, what did you do wrong? And I have to go, nothing. I was just doing a podcast about cryptids because politics is not my game. Dirty word. Let's keep all that separate. Let's just talk about the paranormal on this podcast because that's what this is, a paranormal podcast. And that's what we're going to keep it. Bam. So give us a 5-star. Make sure that you help us get more listeners because we want more people to learn about the paranormal. Want to distract you from the craziness that's going on in this world and bring you actually a little added craziness if you think about it, because the paranormal just expands on how crazy this world could actually get. So buckle up, boys and girls. It's crazy all around. So let's talk about the Mamlambo. Mamlambo is a crazy cryptid that has multiple forms, also known as the brain sucker. So positive. Excellent. I love it. It's a we got the descriptions of this thing. We're going to stick with the main one, though. Reptile fish, lizard fish, or big giant reptile in the river. Pretty much. That's what we're going to be dealing with. We're going to get into some of the other things. Like, it's kind of like a kelpie kind of thing. Let's dive into the description. The description is it's just a giant fish-like creature that has stubby legs, kind of looks like a crocodile torso. Long neck, horse-like head, long tail, stubby, like I said, stubby little legs. Kind of looks like the Brosna dragon. Different thing. We're going to talk about that probably next episode because that's actually a really cool one too. But this thing is massive. Some people say that it's bioluminescent. I don't know about, because that's where we get into kind of murky depths. Like, I know a lot of people say that the Ropan and the flying, the pteranodons that are in Papua New Guinea, we have a flying reptile episode. Check that out. Check out all of our library because it's evergreen, folks. You know what that means? You can go back and listen to it over and over again, or anybody that's new will find it interesting. So, evergreen content, pushing on. Give us some love. And give Mambo some love as well. But she is, it is from the Xhosa area of Africa. And I knew how to say that. In the Umzimlava or Mzimlava River. It's literally just like a minor spelling difference. Just depends on which area you're from, which region you're from on that river. Realistically, it's just the two names. But like I said, Mzimlava, and this is from Xhosa, Africa. So, Mamlambo, and to kind of put a point to this for a skeptic side as well, and to jump to this point right here, this creature has been blamed for a lot of deaths in the river. But something that is important for a skeptic side, and always a sharp thing to kind of keep in mind if you're being an actual cryptozoologist and researching everything, is that this area gets heavy rains and heavy flooding. These people could be out on the rocks or swimming in the river, because this is how they normally just swim across these rivers and just enjoy their life. And I wouldn't say enjoy their life, you know, if they're drowning in the river, dying, and there's a mlambo in the freaking river, mlambo is going to kill them. So I don't know if you can enjoy that, or crocodiles, you know, other predatory animals that could be around that could, you know, take them out. So something to think about for a skeptical side, that there are the other predatory creatures like crocodiles and, you know, I wouldn't say predatory in this way, but maybe if there are hippos around, those guys can be very dangerous, very dangerous. And if, you know, if you've known anything about hippos, they can upturn boats, destroy canoes. Not hard to do. So, but this creature, Mamlambo, is also known for being kind of a bit of a canoe tipper, little jerk. Now, the name Mamlambo comes from a completely different name, Umamlambo, which means mother of the river. It's a Xhosa word for mother of the river, Umamlambo. So Mamlambo is, you know, supposed to be 67 feet in length. Think about that. That is the largest crocodile to ever be measured was 32 or 35 feet long. Huge. Look it up. It's impressive. Heck, there's a one that's a Gustav, I think was its name. Look Gustav up. I think that was an alligator, though. But still, gigantic, like massive, massive, like Lake Placid style gator, like huge alligator. But this is bigger than that. This takes that and just goes, hey, get out of here. Get out of here. So it's really kind of taken a big center stage kind of hold over that part of Xhosa Africa. Because people are like the government took accounts, like eyewitness accounts. The government was like, hey, we have been keeping track of every single eyewitness that has come forward. And right now we have the Mzimlava River has had 7 victims as of, you know, at this point in time. As of April 29, 1997. Yeah, that close. That close to present day. Really close. Backing it on up to the present day and going, saying, hey, I mean, I've been alive since that report's been out. I've been alive since, I was looking at that and kind of in disbelief, like April 29th, 1990. Holy crap, that was really, no, just to kind of put and they've been keeping record of this. So, it's While thought to be by many area natives to be the physical manifestation of the notorious predator known in Xhosa tribe mythology as Mam Lambo, this creature has eyewitnesses way back. The Xhosa claim that any warrior brave enough or foolish enough, for that matter, to go toe-to-toe with one of these monstrous beasts and survive would be the recipient of a tremendous amount of wealth, and not to mention a fair share of prestige. So there were multiple of these creatures. There are multiple of the, apparently, still multiple of these creatures, but boom. So we're back then, they were kind of like a hunting trophy. So, just like kind of a crocodile or an alligator, they are notorious for, you know, coming up on the shore, grabbing their prey, and then dragging it down. They kind of automatically go for the head, break it open, eat the brains, and suck out all the blood. So that's crazy. Now, we did have the name Brainsucker as an alternative name. I don't think it had the same kind of ring as Mam Lambo, which is, you know, mother of the river, or it comes from Mam Lambo, which means mother of the river. I mean, it kind of reminds me, and I know a lot of nerds are going to be happy that I bring this up. It reminds me of the brain sucker alien from, or insect from the brain sucker bug from Starship Troopers. As I forget the name of the movie that I love that movie. I've watched it 100 times. Even though it's just a giant war propaganda movie. Like, it really is. And of course it's meant to be, it's meant to mimic that. But it's kind of like that. Like they stuck the thing in, sucked out the brains, and made them do what it wanted to do. So the Eastern Cape Legislative held a meeting in South Africa, and the agricultural minister told an astonished governing body that a half fish, half horse monster, which is kind of like a Kelpie, had devoured at least 7 victims in his region of that river. So that's the report that came out in 1997. He pledged that he would solicit the help of the National Agricultural Ministry in the hopes that they would organize a mission of an armed nature conservation officer and, you know, get them together and go to this region and kind of put an end to this. He said, we need people to come in. We need the military. We need people to come in and kind of help us almost in a Beast of Gévaudan type way. Kind of jump into a hunting party. And I mean, if you want to think about it, though, because I say that, and automatically what comes to mind is, we're going to have to get in the river to get this thing. We're going to have to get in boats. I don't want to do that if this thing is real. Because how did it get these guys? Were they in the river? Were they in boats? Because if they were, how much better are we going to fare? Somebody's dying. So think about that for a second and then go, no, I don't think so. Now, a freelance journalist had claimed to receive numerous reports of a vicious creature. I can't talk today, folks. According to Nomabuhunga, I hope I did not just butcher that. I apologize if I did. 9 people had been killed since January of 97, and the most recent victim being a young schoolgirl. What is going on? Mouth, come on, keep up. Who had been buried only a month before. Wow. Think about that. 7 in April and 9 in 97. So also, you have to remember flood seasons. So what's happening might be, I mean, it might be just people swimming in high water that's too powerful, undercurrents. And then, of course, they could be getting, you know, eaten by predators who are going after the soft tissue. Not saying that that's what it is, but it's something to kind of remember. And I hate to give a skeptic side, but you kind of have to. You have to give a skeptic's side to put every perspective in and make sure you're doing the right research. So thinking about that, also, I feel like these people are smart enough to know not to swim during a flood at the same time. It's just, that's just common nature. Now, yes, sometimes it's not, but I mean, God, even in America, sometimes it's not. Like, people will go and get drunk and then go on a riverboat. And that's a horribly irresponsible thing to do, you know, and then they'll wreck their boat or do something and, you know, die. So you have to take that into account as well. Now, back to the paranormal side, I think these people know the difference between that kind of an attack on a vicious attack from a creature versus, you know, Jim Bob stumbling into the river after drinking a liter of moonshine. I think they know the difference between those two things. So, continuing, the family of this little girl were not the only ones mourning in South Africa. The tragedy seemed to run even deeper as a six-year-old told the newspaper, the Freelancer, that he had lost his father with this mystery creature. And he said when he got older, he would get a gun and kill the animal himself. So, you know, several people had encounters. As in most cases with cryptozoology, these things have a big draw to the area. People will flock to areas where they think a monster is. And of course, you got the explorers and the cryptozoologists that will also do that. But at the same time, again, you have to remember the skeptic side of it. Flooding, just, you know, heavy rains in the rainy seasons. This is a quote from one of the captains of the Mount Aleph police. He said, "I've seen some of the bodies of the so-called monster victims. They all had been in the water for some time, and as is often the case, river crabs had eaten away the soft parts of the faces, throats, and in one case, the crabs were still clinging to the body when it was brought up. As far as we were concerned, there were cases of drowning, plain and simple." So they're looking at this and going, okay, this is what's going on. Now, also, police will dismiss villagers if they don't see any proof themselves. I mean, you got to remember these cops are probably thinking, oh man, these hicks, these backwater hillbillies are just sitting there spinning stories about monsters. Here we go. It's going to be the same everywhere. There's going to be people that are like, okay, I don't believe this. Moving on. So they were trying to get the help they wanted. No one wanted to help them. And they were like, look, we know this creature is killing our people. It's not unlike our native soil to have creatures from a bygone era, because a lot of people, and I hate this, a lot of people think it could be like some kind of mosasaur, like a smaller mosasaur, which there were plenty of small mosasaurs out there, but I don't think so. I don't think we're dealing with a mosasaur. Maybe a caprosuchus. If it's going to be some kind of reptilian creature from a bygone era. It's probably going to be like some kind of Sarcosuchus or Caprosuchus or some kind of large crocodile type creature. It's probably going to act like a, and that may be why people don't believe it, because they're like, oh no, it's just a big crocodile. But it could be this big crocodile from the dinosaur age. And I mean, caprosuchuses weren't that big, actually, so I shouldn't say that. Anyways, this is the paleontology side of me getting out. It could be some kind of, I mean, you never know if it could be a mosasaur. I mean, that'd be crazy. That'd be crazy. I think that'd be cool. But I don't know. I mean, dinosaur maybe. People tend to flock to the paleological cryptid too soon. And I love the paleological cryptids. I love the dinosaur cryptids. I love it. I love the footage of the dinosaur that came out that's probably AI that was running through somebody's backyard. I love that. I love it to death. I love the Loch Ness Monster, but we sometimes push the paleological cryptids too soon. So again, people think that, they got Mokelum Bembe, Mahamba. That's the Congolese version of this creature, Mamlambo. So it could be some kind of mosasaur. I'm not going to say it's not, but I would feel that it's probably more of some kind of, you know, Sarcosuchus, large prehistoric crocodile. If it's going to be anything, it's going to be something like that. Something that could survive, because crocodiles and alligators were prehistoric and they survived. They are, in their own right, dinosaurs. So we have that, you know. It doesn't need to be a mosasaur, though, really. I mean, heck, I would even be happy if it were a water dragon, like a dragon that lives in the water. Like, wouldn't that be freaking cool? Come on, man. And it could be a big dragon. That's why it's a big dragon. It's a serpentine big water dragon. So, you know, whatever. But it's not just the crocodilian style, mosasaur style one. They have the fish lizard, which it's like this huge fish with this horse-like head and sharp teeth, and it's a fish lizard. Like, it looks like a reptilian fish. Like, they just stuck a mosasaur's head onto a fish. I don't know. It's big, it's ugly, and it's a monster. But there's also a giant serpent, like a water snake, like an anaconda or a boa constrictor, something like that. Sometimes in the legend of Mamlambo, they have it using its gaze kind of like Ka from Jungle Book. You know, they say bioluminescence again. Because they have that on the rope, and I kind of think it's just kind of some carryover. But one of the interesting ones is a mermaid. So think about this. Mermaid from the Xhosa language, Mamlambo, mother of the river. Kind of plays into the whole thing of it luring people with its gaze, right? So we have that, drowning people. I don't know about the eating the brain part. I can't say I've ever heard of the mermaid legend having that. And we'll talk about mermaids, but I can't say honestly that's ever, you know, come to my knowledge as part of mermaid lore. If it is, then somebody please correct me. But yeah, I'm not sure about that part, but yeah, you know, mermaids, they drag the victim down and drown them. Unless you get a kiss from them, then you're like supposedly set for life at sea. I don't know if I don't know if I believe in mermaids, but, you know, I wouldn't hate on them. So in reality, what are we dealing with? Because a lot of the sightings, again, are just them people seeing this huge creature, this giant reptilian-like monster. 7 people in April, 9 people in January, and that's just January and April. What about February, March? What about December? What again, though? Again, and well, we'll get into that. It takes into account what do we need to look for in the months of these months in 1997. Were there other attacks in February and March? Does it span longer than that? You know, is there a time and period where this thing attacks constantly and then slows back down? Is there a change in does it have a pattern? You know, things like that. And then match that pattern up. And if the pattern matches the rainy season, then I think we have our answer on a part of that. And that would be, maybe it's the rainy season. And maybe these are just drowning victims. Maybe these are just flood drowning victims that we are finding. And like the detective said, or like the captain said, these are, you know, crab bites where the crabs have come up and eaten at the soft flesh. It's highly possible, highly possible, highly plausible. But are these people seeing something? I mean, they live along, these communities are alongside this river. They see this river daily. They would know if they have something casually hunting them, you know? And if it eats enough in one month, it might go from month to month based on its diet. It could go for months without eating. It could need to eat every day. It could be eating everything in the river, from hippos to crocodiles to fish to people, just to kind of satisfy that. We don't know. It's possible, but at the same time, unfortunately, I'm willing to bet with this cryptid, there's a little more to the flooding than there is to the cryptid, unfortunately. If it matches up mostly with the flooding season in that area of Xhosa Africa, and the Xhosa tribe would know, though, taking that into account, if it matches up with that, we have to assume that there is a direct line. Have to assume. Now, again, the Xhosa tribes know that this river is traveled by them daily. They see everything. They see it all. They know what goes on that river. And they are correct, 100% correct. Just if they are there every day, they live alongside it, and they see this thing, and they know that it's responsible, and they've seen these people get attacked by this thing. And I mean, there's nothing you can do. You can't go out there and go, I got this. It's a 67-foot dinosaur-like creature, or giant fish monster, or mermaid. But most people see it as a reptile. It just shares the name because they gave it that, because who knows. But if it's a mermaid and it's a 67-foot-long mermaid, why are you in the river when that's in there, first of all? Why are you in there when there's a 67-foot fish monster or a 67-foot chronosaur, or not chronosaur, but mosasaur, or sarcosuchus or caprosuchus, blah, 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 blah? Why? If you know that this thing, I mean, I get it. You got to make your living fishing, but like there's a part of you that needs to go, okay, how do we fish and distract this thing at the same time without everybody dying? That's got to enter your head, but also at the same time, this thing is eating. But like I said, I'm willing to bet that this time, unfortunately, folks, this creature is more of a effect from a cause. The effect is the deaths, the cause is flooding. But do more research, look more into it. But that's it for this episode of the Paranormal Rabbit Hole, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening. And of course, thank you for going down this paranormal rabbit hole with me. Good night.